Chosen people of God can be a non-Christian now, but ultimately, because they are chosen, and God has chosen them since before the creation of the world. That's what the Bible says. So somehow in their life, they were brought to a state of brokenness, and then they will turn to the Lord before they leave the world. No, that's the evidence that they're chosen. So, but we won't know who are the chosen ones. We are not allowed to know. We are only allowed to evangelize. So evangelize, tell about the gospel, and the chosen people will be captivated. It could not be now, but next time. And not be through one way or be one way or another. Many kinds of ways they could be brought to the Lord. Yes, of course, God. Okay, for the non-chosen people of God, this is a big topic. Yes, God knows they will never repent, but God didn't create a non-repentance heart in them so that they won't repent. God just leaves them as it is, without any divine intervention, so that they will remain non-repentful. Now, so you have to understand the predestination thing, you know. Now, ever since human being has fallen in the state of sin, departed from God, the thing is, this good God, who is just, okay, he has to punish sin and all, okay? So he has done nothing wrong if he just put everyone to hell. He could have done that, right? But out of his loving, gracious attribute, he has chose to intervene. He provided the salvation of Jesus and also intervened in the souls of men, you know, through the Holy Spirit so that they will respond to the salvation of God. You get the understanding? So these people receive mercy. Now, when we talk about mercy, many people thought, oh, mercy is something that God should give people. Now, that's not mercy. Mercy is not obligatory. God is not obliged to give you mercy. You get what I mean? He gave you mercy out of His grace. So, of all the people, right, who have fallen into the state of sin, all bound to hell in destruction, okay, God, out of His mercy, chosen some people who will respond to the gospel of Jesus. So these people receive mercy. And there are some other people who didn't receive the mercy of God. They receive the justice of God. So at the end, no one received injustice. Okay, no one received injustice. They either received mercy or justice. You get what I mean? And this is not unfairness. Now, a lot of people thought this is unfairness. But God is unfair. God is injustice. Since when God is injustice? He didn't inflict any injustice in either group. The group that received mercy, now mercy is non-justice, right? But it's not injustice. You get what I'm trying to say? I say it again, mercy is non-justice. You didn't get what you deserve. But it's not injustice. God didn't do injustice. For the other group, they merely received justice for the sins they committed and for the truth that they rejected. Okay, you get what I mean? So they receive justice. And the other group receive mercy. No one receive injustice. You get what I mean? Yes, he could. But he chose to do so in a way to magnify his justice and love or graciousness. Or mercy, you can say that, okay? It's the same thing here. So God can put everyone to hell. No one can fault Him, because all have sinned and fallen short of glory. Or God can save everyone to show that He is loving, love and love. And that's all about Him. But because He is also a just God, so He, in His sovereignty, has chose to save some. You know what I mean? And these people will respond because of the chosen ones. The definite intervention of the Holy Spirit will happen upon them. Okay, so these people will respond and be saved. Some people say, why didn't God just give an opportunity to all? Okay, opportunity. Okay, did God give opportunity to all people? Or God ensure the salvation of some people? Now, the thing is, some people argue that God should have give opportunity to all people. Let them lose. Let them choose. And whoever respond to God by their human decision, okay, will come to God and they are saved. And those who don't respond, let them be. This is one school of thought. Or, God ensured the salvation of some people. That God make sure, ensure these people will ultimately in their lives respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? You know what I mean? So to you, which one sounds more godly? Which one to you sounds better? Now, a lot of people will say, why don't God do it this way? It's kind of more fair. You hear me? But if God just gives opportunity to all fallen human beings to choose, the result is no one will choose God. You know what I mean? We and our sinful nature will not propel us to choose God at all. So God has to provide the salvation of Jesus and ensure that some people will respond to his salvation. And by that, we know that he is fully merciful and gracious. You know what I mean? If he just merely sent Jesus on the cross and okay, give you all the opportunity, no one will choose Jesus. Right? You know what I mean? God has given people the opportunity to hear about Jesus, hear about the gospel, okay? But when it comes to whether they will accept that, you know, God doesn't leave it to chance. God doesn't leave it to the human will and your human decisiveness to decide. Jesus died on the cross is one thing. And whether you will accept that gospel is another thing. And God is not leaving that to chance. The loving God who has to save you absolutely will have to ensure and ensure that you will respond to that. So he sends the Holy Spirit to work in you so that divine intervention will cause your humility, will produce in you your faith in Jesus.